So we have developed in the spin-off phase very groundbreaking algorithmic technology for making industrial robots act more flexible with force and vision sensing. And we were aware that there is, of course, on the one hand, it's a high-value software, so we sell it for a significant price. So there's a threat that people all over the world where we deliver it, that they use software in a manner that has not been agreed upon. And on the other hand, that people try to reverse engineer our algorithms and our approaches. And so, of course, both aspects, the license management and the IP protection with encryption of the executables and only selective in-memory decryption during runtime, were essential. And that's why we applied it even before selling the first and delivering the first software. So because we thought it protects us in several directions and it's essential. The competitive advantage is its scope, its completeness. So I like to call it 360-degree feature suite. You have, on the one hand, you have the license management, both hardware dongle-based, software-based, network-based, cloud-based. You can manage users and machines, and we need all of that. And then you have, in the same suite, you have the IPR protection by encrypting the executables with the deep technology software from our product, and the in-memory decryption during runtime, which protects against reverse engineering the compilation. And then at the third pillar, you have the cryptographic API that we use directly in our software product, deeply embedded to encrypt user projects and for the users being able to develop high quality and high value production processes and then deliver them worldwide without the applicants then being able to look into the details, which makes it basically scalable and at the same time protects the production specific. And that's a very important angle emerging in these years. Yeah, so the first element of CodeMeter we selected was a dongle-based license management using a hardware dongle and then using it for user-based and machine-based license management of the software. So basically protection that no additional user or robot is used that has not been licensed. So that's the first element. The second element is the in-memory protection of the executable software code. So the encrypted software code is only decrypted in parts during runtime at exactly the point where it's executed and helps against decompiling and reverse engineering of our technology. And the third element is we use the API of Vibu directly in our software suite for encrypting project files of our customers where they develop automation processes with robots, and they can encrypt this. So the resulting Artemis project file is encrypted, is an encrypted, cryptographically secured project file encrypted with the Vibu API. And when another user uses this project in this manner, they can only apply to the machine, but not look into it how it has been solved. And thus, centrally developed and confidentially developed production processes can be distributed without sharing the specifics of the production know-how. And this becomes rapidly more and more important now that the sophisticated automation production processes become the main differentiator for production companies.
Vibu Systems offers with CodeMeter the ideal solution for protection and monetization. So we enable our customers like RT Minds to encrypt their application and the data they use, for example, like production data, application data and parameters in the perfect way. And we allow them to use flexible license models to monetize the software for the different markets. And it is an absolutely must that you have a protection of all the application and licenses to make sure that you have the right license models for your markets and that nobody can hack the application and can tamper your application.
So actually, it did not change our business because even with the first software and the first revenue we made, we already had integrated Vibo. So we started integrating it in the spin-off phase of RTMind. So it was one of the most important things to do at the beginning. So I would say we could not have started without Vibo. So it did not change it, enabled RTMinds because what we actually experience in the field. So we have licenses based on users and on robots. And in the beginning, we sometimes were a little bit lax how we put basically the constraints of what was possible to do with the delivered software relative to the bought license. And we often found out later that people always try to push the limits. So without really constraining it technologically, you don't have a good license management. Of course, with the IPR, we don't know what happens somewhere in reverse engineering, but what we also found in the market with our advanced technology, people tried to imitate us. They tried really to reverse engineer at least from some distance. So we also believe it really makes an important difference or made an important difference that we had these protections in place from the very first time we send out a software to a customer or partner. So yeah, I would say such protections, such guarantees, I would even say today are essential for a high technology, deep tech software product. It enables. It not only changes, it enables the business. Yes, of course, artificial intelligence enables technical systems to be not just programmed, but to learn on by themselves, using data, by planning by themselves, using data. And as the systems become more and more complex, just programming in a classical manner becomes insufficient because it cannot handle the complexity of the situations, especially if there's a lot of hardware systems involved, like in our case, where sensors of different kinds involved, many motors, many components or robotic systems with sensing of forces, with vision, cameras, 2D, 3D, very complicated systems. And so a classical programming gets to its limits. And so a system that is able to plan and learn at least somewhat by itself is the only way forward. And so in a way, artificial intelligence is the only way to tackle the challenge of complexity in information processing systems. And that's why we have embraced it already in research at university, but now also in the company a lot.
In my opinion, the industrial companies are very well prepared for Industry 4.0 and IoT. But there is a very important precondition that has to be considered by all the stakeholders that are designing such processes, the security. So first of all, you have to protect your application to avoid tampering of your software. Second is you have to identify the devices and gateways that are outside in the world. And third point is you have to encrypt your communication channels, for example, with OPC UA. Vibo Systems offers with CodeMeter the ideal solution for all these three topics.